obviously they had a point to make, not one that they were prepared to really argue out, just one that was a more of an emotional reaction. The guy in the middle, I forget exactly where he was, what his context was, but the guy in the middle with the longer hair. Yeah, he had a much more balanced message, you know, borne out. He's giving examples for experience. And with him, there could have been debate, but he also sort of backed off. But I thought that the other two, when people give a relatively extreme and unbalanced message, you make a decision. Is it worth challenging, or do I just listen and get out of here? And I think that, certainly for me, that was what I thought. You know, it wasn't worth starting entering into debate. There weren't people who I was going to sort of suddenly say, what do you mean, 14-year-old, it's just a difference of culture? Or it wasn't the context. I don't think it was a lack of an excess of political correctness.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
But,
you
know. Yeah.
Just want to add something in the same direction of what you just said. I don't know how you did react to seeing that yesterday evening and also the documentary last night. But me, as a French, I was really surprised to discover how much we don't know anything about those communities, the hip-hop ones and the gypsy ones, and with the British Council and Relais Culture Europe, and we met a lot of people doing a lot of things with communities in London, and I think this is absolutely not the same way to enter in relationship with other communities. And I did really feel that in looking at this documentary and this discussion last night, that we don't know anything about them, and they don't know anything about us also. Well, something like a lack of communication or something like that. So I don't know if the other French do feel the same, but it was my feeling.
Lydia, and then Sean.
I kind of felt also what you were saying now, you, that our small encounter, it would be terrible if that is the kind of small parallel to the big encounter between the traveling people and the councils and governments. You know, that we yesterday experienced the misunderstandings that happen all the time, and the confrontational kind of, passive confrontational and active. And the only question I wanted to ask is, make me understand why you want to marry your daughter off at 14. If I understand why, I might be able to step forward and kind of somehow sympathize, you know, but I need to know why.
Yeah, Sean wanted to just say something in there.
I really appreciated last night, and it was the context of just listening and hearing some testimony. It was overwhelming. We're 4 times, 5 times, 10 times the number of people that were on the panel. And it wasn't, for me, it was an opportunity just to listen, so that now I know what questions I have and what issues I have. And there's a number of things that I was uncomfortable with and I'd love to challenge. And I think today's context of really working with people for a full day or working with people for a year, those are where you can get the challenges. But for a panel to explain their perception, and for me to go, well, there's a big question, you never answered that. But it was, for me, it wasn't a context for debate or challenge. It was, here's some people's stories and here's their thoughts. And now what questions do we have for the rest of the week or the rest of our years or the rest of our work? So for me, the context, it was like, it brought up a lot of questions for me. Mm-hmm. And it connected to the morning about culture in terms of, is it all good and bad? We had that discussion in our group about what's good culture, what's socially acceptable culture. So for me, it helped bring up those questions, but it definitely wasn't the space. And I think to challenge a panel like that would have made me more uncomfortable to challenge that in that context. But a day like this definitely could be. And it reminds me of the TN 2020, when we went to Belfast, we got a very specific testimony from our taxi driver on one side of the wall. Here's the taxi driver's story. This is what life is like on this side of the wall. And it was just enough to digest it. And that's what our role was, just to challenge it later in a different context. It reminded me of those taxi drivers. just a challenge it later in a different context. It reminded me of those taxi drivers. Mm-hmm.